Jamie.
And this is the
Codependent Podcast.
Welcome back. We missed you guys.
We missed you so much.
I hope you guys all had a great spring break.
If you have spring break right now.
Oh my gosh. I have a whole nother week of spring break with my kids.
Kenzie, I'm sorry for you. I'm excited for Monday. 2 weeks
is so long. Like, I love my kids.
I love being a mom.
I love having Payson home for a week. The thing is, okay, it's not even a question of whether or not I like my kids. It's the fact that Payson loves school, loves her extracurricular activities, and then she's home and all she is doing is asking me, what are we doing next? What are we doing next? What are we doing next? And I'm like, nothing.
The way that drives me insane.
Oh, and you want to know something else I learned this spring break?
What?
Was now Payson goes, are we there yet? How much longer do we have to go? Are we close? Are we this close? And she like puts her fingers together. Or are we this close? And like puts her hands far apart. And I'm like, because we drove to California. And she would ask, how much longer? And I would say, 3 hours. And then she'd go, is 3 hours a long time? Like, well, it's less than when you asked me 30 minutes ago. So yeah.
So it is. Navy asked me how many minutes. That's what she always does. So she'll always say how many minutes until we're there. And so if I say like 10 minutes, she's like, okay, 10's not like that big. But if I say 30, she's like, 30's a big number.
Yeah.
Like she knows her numbers. And so she's like, that's a big number.
Yeah, like Payson has no idea what the hours mean. So if she asks me, I say 4 hours. And then she goes, is that a long time? I'm like,
yeah, kinda. Maybe doesn't know hours. So I'll say 1 hour. And then she's like, oh, one's not very big. I'm like, yeah, one is not big at
all. One is not big at all.
Like I do the same thing. But if it is hours, I'll say like, I'll like keep the numbers low. And
keep it low.
Like, oh, okay.
Like they have no concept of time.
They have no concept of time.
No.
Like maybe starting a little bit, not to like know the time, but like, she knows like minutes and if it's
like
a high number.
Like 5 minutes is less than 10 minutes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And she'll say like, if I say 10 minutes, she's like sometimes she'll be like, oh. And then if I say, well, what about 5 minutes? And then she's like, okay. Like,
yeah, we're good.
That's
lower. Better.
I can do that. I can roll with that.
Yeah. But spring break is long.
Spring break is long. Like, and don't you miss the days that spring break when you were like out of high school, you hung out with your friends. You had sleepovers. You
yes.
like went. You like hung out at night with boys. Like your spring break, you slept in. Like it was everything.
Yeah, no, but spring break now is I wake up earlier and I listen to my child ask me all day long what we're doing.
Like spring break for 5-year-olds is not it.
No.
It's not it.
And like also like she's not having fun.
Well, yeah, and it's like, okay, we went to Disneyland. Like, we went to Disneyland. Kenzie ended up going to California. Like, that's kind of why we didn't record, because we were like, you know what? Let's enjoy this time.
And I had no voice.
Yeah, that's true. And so it was so fun. Like, I'm so glad we did like a little spring break thing. We celebrated Rossi's birthday, but
I'm exhausted.
Yeah. Navy was like, do I have school Monday? I'm like, yes, you do.
Yes, ma'am. Freaking ma'am.
And it's like, just having one kid gone is just easier.
Yesterday, I was like, let's be the fun parents. Let's take him to the pool. The indoor pool.
Let's do it.
It'll be so fun. It'll give us something to do. And I had told her the day before, hey, maybe tomorrow we can get the splash pad out if it's sunny and you and Pierce can like do the splash pad, whatever. And we got home from the pool, put Pierce down for a nap, and then Payson comes up to me. Are we doing the splash pad now? And I'm like, it is raining outside. And she starts to throw a full-blown fit about the splash pad. I'm like, Payson, it is raining. And like, she's like, so you lied to me. And like, I'm like,
I'm not lying. It's pouring.
It's pouring. And we did the pool instead of the splash pad. She's like, well, I really want to do the splash pad. I'm like, okay, did you not want to go to the pool? Well, no, I want to do that too. I'm like, well, it was one or the other. And it can't be the other because it's raining.
Because it's raining.
Like, I just like keeping them entertained all day long. And
that's
like
the hard part. I'm like, I love you. I want you home. It's so fun. But like, you're bored. And I don't want to have 500 activities planned.
Well, and like we have younger kids that nap.
Yes.
So that nap time is so
time.
Boring for her too. Yep. Because I'm used to like take my shower or my bath, clean the house, sit down on the couch, watch a show, get my work done.
That's like my me time or my like productive time, depending on what I need that day.
Exactly. And so spring break's great.
Yes.
But I'm exhausted.
Yeah. No,
I. And I have another week. The good thing is she does have dance next week. So at least we have something to like get out of the house.
That's true. You at least got something going on for you.
So tell me about your spring break. You guys went to Disneyland.
Yeah, we went to Disneyland. We celebrated Rossi's birthday. Disneyland was, it's always a hoot.
Can you believe she's three?
It honestly depresses me.
Like, three is like so much older than two.
I know it is. It's like, I don't know. I can't believe it. It makes me sad.
It makes me sad because Pierce is next.
It makes me sad. I'm like, oh, two, you just still feel like a baby to me.
Yes, two, you can still be like a baby almost. But three is like, you're like a full-blown toddler.
I know. It makes me sad. But
how was Disney with three kids?
You know, we had one of our friends with us who was like helped with the kids. So I feel like I can't like totally speak for
the mom of three.
The mom of three that does it just with like their family, because it was so helpful. Like, me and Justin could take Navy on the rides. We did parent swapping. Like, Navy got to ride rides two times in a row. Like, it was so fun and a lot easier to have somebody
just
there.
Have one extra person.
One extra hand. Like, to either stay with Monty, or she would like change her diaper, or like she would go with Rossi on a ride and we could take Navy on a bigger ride, or like, it's just that one extra person, the one extra pair of eyes, the set of hands, like it's just helpful.
So helpful.
And so like she pushed the doona while we had like
the double.
So it was just, it was nice.
It would have been a little bit more overwhelming.
It for sure would have
been just you and Justin.
And it would have been a lot to like ride the rides and stuff.
Yeah.
But let me say, if you're going to Disneyland and you can afford it, pay the extra $30 for Genie Plus. That's my tried and true Disneyland tip. Disney or Genie Plus is that. So there's no other way.
What's funny is I was talking to Kat about Disneyland, like when I was driving home from California, because they just did Disney with their kids and their in-laws. And because we're going next month, so I was talking to her about it.
Did they not do Genie Plus?
Well, I asked her, I was like, did you guys like get to ride all the rides? And she was like, yeah, you know, it was hard because they went with like their in-laws who have older kids. So they want to do like the Incredicoaster. They want to do
the Resistance.
Yeah, exactly. They like, want to do like all of the big rides, Guardians. Yeah. And so her father-in-law was in charge of the Genie Plus and he was booking for all of those rides. And then she would go like on teacups with her girls and wait the 45 minutes because he wanted to use the Genie Plus on the big rides.
You've got to strategically plan your Genie Plus.
Well, and that's what I told Kat. And I was like, did you ride all the rides? She's like, no, we didn't even get to all the rides. I'm like, if I have Genie Plus, I ride
every single ride I want.
Every ride, because I know how to work it. Yep. And I know how to use the system
now.
You
and I have perfection. We got it down.
In Disneyland Paris, like they have Genie Plus there too. Like, we were in and out of all, we went on every single ride.
You're waiting 45 to 75 minutes. No, like Cars is like the most popular ride. There's always a line.
Like 120 minutes.
We waited. I timed it from the time we got in line fast pass to the time we were out of the ride was 19 minutes.
So here's the other thing that sucks though. You buy the Genie Plus and it doesn't cover Cars. It doesn't cover Rise of the Resistance. You have to pay for the Lightning Pass for those, which can be like, I think Rise of the Resistance is
$20. It's $21.
And so it's like, that sucks. Like it sucks to get Genie Plus and then it doesn't even cover the most popular rides.
It doesn't. But
here's my thing. If I'm paying to go to Disneyland anyway, like I'm throwing down an extra $100 to not stand in line.
I agree. I mean, and that's why a lot of people don't do Disney, because Disneyland is so effing expensive. Like, I want to say, like, I want to go once a year, but then after I go, I'm like, oh, that was so expensive. Like,
also think about if you had to fly.
Well, yeah, thank the heavens that we get to drive.
I don't know if you saw Bethany's story the other day talking about Disney, and somebody DM'd her and said, like, how are influencers always going to Disneyland? That would be at least, like, $2,000 for my family. And she, like, put on her post, like, but we get to drive.
We drive there, so we're spending, like, $100 in gas.
Versus
thousands on flights.
Yeah. So I get it. Like if we went to Disney World, I just wouldn't. It's so much more I mean, not until my kids are like way older, but like, or like you just took Navy. Like that made more sense.
We just had one kid.
But like to do that is so expensive. Like going to Disneyland is a privilege.
It is. Oh, 100%.
And I never want my kids to feel like it's not a privilege. It should feel magical every time we go.
100%. And when I say we're going to Disney, Navy's like, oh my gosh, like
that's a big deal.
Exactly.
Or like we're doing Disneyland instead of throwing Pace in a party.
Yep. That's exactly why we did it for Rossi's
birthday. And like I easily would spend a good chunk of change on a birthday party.
Well,
like,
exactly. Birthday parties these days are
so expensive.
Especially like if you want it cutesy and you want like all the things, like it's expensive.
It's expensive. Like, honestly, Knott's was pretty fun.
Was it?
It was. I obviously wish that I had another adult there.
Yeah.
I had both the kids by myself and Payson. We just did Camp Snoopy the whole time, which there was plenty of rides there for the kids. But Payson was tall enough to ride by herself. And Pierce had to ride with an adult. So I felt bad because Payson was always riding by herself. And like,
yeah, how,
that's not as much fun.
No, it's not.
Like if DJ was there, like I could have rode with Payson, he could have rode with Pierce or other way around. Like, yep. But I felt bad that like on the rides that she like, Pierce needed me.
Yes.
She was by herself. But luckily we went with her dance friends. So she got to like sit by her dance friends.
That's fun. That's
so
fun.
That was fine. But I like decided to go very last minute. Like, we left on Monday and I decided on Sunday that we were going.
We were leaving.
But it was super fun. Like, I'm so glad we went. It was just so fast and that drive is so long.
Yeah.
By yourself with two kids.
I would never do that. So props to you. I would literally never do that.
That was my second time doing it and it was easier the second time.
Props.
My kids were actually so good on the car rides. Like, yeah, that.
That's nice.
That was like such a blessing. Like, when we left California, we stopped and got food. Payson was asleep within like 30 minutes.
Dude,
and she slept
nice.
For like over an hour. We got gas, got back on the road. Pierce finally fell asleep after an hour being on the road and he slept for like 2.5 hours. So like overall, it was very good.
It was good.
Yes. It was good. I'm glad that we went and did something for spring break. We stayed with Kat. So like it was free lodging, which was super nice. But it was overall fun. Any other updates that you have in your life?
Oh, I don't think so. You know, just being a mom.
Oh.
Being a mother.
I have a fun update.
What?
We won a giveaway.
Oh, that is a fun update.
So excited about.
That's a fun update.
I didn't even know that we entered into this giveaway. I got a call from our son's like manager because our season tickets. And she called me and I was like, I wonder why she's calling me. And she was like, you won the grand prize. I'm like, what did it, like, I don't even.
Like, is this a scam?
I literally,
I literally had to
like look at her phone number multiple times. Cause I'm
love
like,
it.
I almost like hung up.
It's like a radio scam.
Exactly. But we renewed our son's tickets for next season. And by automatically renewing them, we got entered into this giveaway and we are getting flown out to OKC to watch a son's game in Oklahoma City. They like pay for our flights, our hotels. We get to sit
it's
in a suite.
So fun.
I am so excited. And
it's
I like
so fun.
Literally didn't even know that we were like
that you were in that giveaway.
That we were in the giveaway and then we won the grand prize. It was I was so and DJ's so stoked.
That's like a such a good thing. You guys are gonna have so much fun.
And they give us like jerseys from the like
I love that.
We got to like pick jerseys that we wanted. And like it's really fun because it's like 36 hours. Like
yes.
We fly out on like 9 a.m. on Friday and we get home at 3 o'clock on Saturday. Like
yep.
It's a really fast trip, but it's also the weekend of Easter. So it's nice because my in-laws can watch my kids.
So
we
nice.
Like have not had a getaway, just the two of us in, I don't even know how long. Like the last one we did was a staycation for my birthday. But again, that wasn't even 24 hours. We got there at like 3 o'clock and we left at like 11 a.m. Like it wasn't even 24 hours without
completely.
Our kids. So I'm just mostly excited to like spend time with DJ and like just like chill and like
just have a little
weekend yes. And also watch the Suns. I'm so excited.
And you need to get a cute outfit.
I need to get, I got to figure that out because it's in like 2 weeks.
Yeah, you do.
So that's my fun.
Yes, I love that.
My non-fun, which will carry us into our episode.
Wait, I have another update too.
Oh, please.
I need to post my, I got my new ring. So I need to post my ring so you guys can see it because I haven't posted it.
Literally stunning. Has anybody asked you?
Mm-hmm. I'm like, they've seen like a little like, peek of it and they've been like, wait, did you get a new ring?
It's
like the really noticeable like the people that like look at like the small parts of a picture. Like my hand was like down here. Like it was a full body picture, but they could like see my hand was on.
Yeah, but also that thing is like blinding.
That thing is big.
It's huge, Jamie.
I know. I like when I look at it, I'm like, is this fake? Like, is this like, is this real life?
Like it's gorgeous.
It's so pretty.
It's like a dream ring.
No,
like
it really is. And I don't want to like, look at my new ring, guys. Like, that's why I'm not posting it like that. But for my like codependent girlies, I could post on like the Facebook page.
I'm obsessed.
I really do love it.
The thing that it's hard because like you also got a really good deal on it. It doesn't look like how much you spent.
Well, exactly.
Like, it looks like you spent probably triple what you spent.
Yes, because we went to like a custom like family jeweler. So he like, he takes on, you know, like he's a word of mouth kind of guy. He does custom jewelry. So he's just, he's an older guy. He's been doing it for like 29 years, I think is what he told us. So his prices are just, he's fair. He's not trying to scam you. He's fair. He's just.
I would say you scammed him.
Yeah, he's. I feel like I scammed him. No, he's such a good guy.
It's stunning.
I've seen his work and it's just incredible. And so, yeah, because I think we talked about my ring on here.
We have.
Yeah, we have. And so I finally did get it. And it's my Valentine's birthday and anniversary gift, which I'm totally fine with.
No,
I'm not.
It's worth it. It's stunning. It's worth it. It makes me want to get a new ring, but we're going to wait till 10 years.
10 years.
So I have 3 more years to go.
3 more years.
But it's gorgeous. It's pretty. But you have to post a photo because it's I need pretty. To.
But yeah, anyway, that's my... That's
well, there's your happy news. Do you want to hear my not happy news?
I do.
Our house freaking flooded.
Freaking flooded.
Okay, flooded's dramatic. No, our water heater broke. Did you know that you're supposed to replace your water heater every 1 to 2 years?
I didn't know that. Now you do. I did know that you're supposed to drain them.
I didn't even know that.
I just found that out from Justin.
Okay. Well, our water heater broke.
Well, it broke.
And it has been broken for like... probably a hot minute because there was water all over our floors. It got into the kids' bathroom. It was a shit show. It still is a shit show.
It like, really is.
It's horrible. But I have learned a lot about being a homeowner. And if you don't have homeowner's insurance.
You better get that shiz.
No, like.
Usually it's required before you buy the house. You have to have it. Which usually, at least in Arizona.
That was us. Like, I like wouldn't have known.
It's wrapped up in your mortgage. You usually don't even like, sometimes I didn't even know.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
But when this all happened, I had to go figure out all the homeowner stuff because I really did not know. Like that was a thing.
Yeah. No, it was.
And then I'm like, there's been plumbers and restoration companies and like, I'm learning a lot about being an adult that I didn't understand. I called mom yesterday because we had a really big flood in our like 3-story house in Prescott when I was in like middle school, and it seeped from my parents' bathroom on the like the very top floor down into our living room and then down into the basement where there's like there was pool tables and TVs and like all of that stuff, and it ruined. We had to move out for like a week or two. It was pure chaos. And so I was talking to mom yesterday about how stressed out I am. And she was like, yeah, imagine like doing that with 3 kids, running a business, having like, that was the time that grandma was super sick. Aww. And the house got flooded and we had to like move out. And I'm like, that, it just sucks. It sucks so bad, but it made me feel better that mom had to deal with that in a worse capacity that I have to deal with it.
It's true.
Like it sucks, but like it is what it is.
Dude, that's the freaking worst. I'm sorry that that happened.
But seriously, get homeowner's insurance.
Seriously, make sure you have it. And if you're a renter, get renter's insurance.
I always had renter's insurance. At our last house, we had renter's insurance because it stressed me out so bad.
No, I know.
It's I mean, this terrible. This like work would cost like
thousands, tens of thousands.
Tens of thousands. Yeah, like completely. At the very
water damage is bad.
It's bad.
It's bad.
And it's like into the kids' bathroom. The thing that sucks is that the restoration company didn't plug the water heater back in because we had to get a new water heater. And then they didn't plug it back in when they were doing the drywall behind it. So we're out of hot water right now. Hopefully by Monday, the plumber's coming on Monday to reconnect it. But it's just a crap show.
Yeah, it is. That's the freaking worst.
And it's the worst.
Leads us right into our episode of... freaking things that we wish that we missed when we were a kid. Like,
yeah.
What about adulthood is fun?
And also, like, why was I not taught about this? Like, I get it. Preserve the childhood innocence. Like, I get it.
Yes.
But I also, like, didn't even know some of these things existed.
No,
like,
100%.
Like, and I know that, like, I was a child and supposed to be, like, shielded from the stressors of life. But, like... we should be taught about homeowners insurance in high school.
Or from our parents
or in college.
Yes.
Like there 100%. Should be a class about like adult things. It should be called adult things.
Adult things.
Things you need to know as an adult.
As an adult.
There should be like a different class for men and for women.
I completely agree.
Men need to learn how to change a garbage disposal, how to fix a drain, how to fix a leak. Like,
completely.
If your parents aren't teaching you.
If your dad doesn't do that, they need to teach you. Like, you need to learn how to do it.
And like, you got to learn how to do it.
Exactly.
It would save us a lot of money and it would teach us how to do a bunch of things. Like, the women could learn. I mean, the women should learn all that too. But like, they should teach us how to change a tire.
Completely. Like, Justin, right when we got married, before we got married, Justin taught me how to change a tire. I could change a tire.
Exactly.
Like, he was like, you need to know this. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, you do.
Like, I do.
So.
Luckily, I've never had to use it.
But. Luckily, I just call my grandpa. Okay, I am going to start with what other people said. One of the, okay, the biggest one, tell me if this is you too. The most commonly like submitted answer was groceries and dinner.
Yes.
Like having to figure out dinner every single day. Hard, expensive, providing food for yourself every single meal, it's on you.
Yeah, it's honestly thinking about what to make for dinner every single freaking night and being in charge of like the meals and the groceries is terrible.
Groceries don't magically appear in the cupboard. Somebody said that.
Yeah, like our kids think they do.
Yeah.
Like as a child, you're like, okay, there's just like always snacks in my pantry and like there's always food in my fridge. Like, yeah, who does that? The mom.
Yep.
Or the dad, but like it's like,
it's not a kid.
Yeah, it's part of being an adult.
So much time with my kids is spent in the kitchen. 3 meals, 20 snacks a day.
Yes. Like I remember, I mean, don't you remember being a teenager and like always complaining to mom? Like,
we don't have snacks.
We don't have food. We don't have snacks. Like, yeah, no wonder.
Because I
didn't want to go to the grocery store.
Every single day of her life.
Like, we would eat them immediately. We'd eat all the good snacks. And then like 2 days later, we'd have nothing. And then we're complaining.
Yeah.
Like I vividly remember being like, mom, we're out of like everything. We don't have any food.
And then I would remember she would like leave us like 10, 15 bucks and be like, go get yourself snacks.
Yeah.
And like, that's when I realized snacks are expensive.
That's when I realized, yeah, now like groceries are even triple what they were when we were in high school.
But I will probably say that is one part of adulthood that like just sucks. It sucks because it's mostly on the woman.
It is. If you're the mom of the family.
The other day, Payson was all mad because I had fruit snacks and I gave them to Pierce and I didn't have any for her. She was like, mom, just get me another snack. I'm like, Payson, I physically don't have another snack. She's like, well, just get me fruit snacks. We're in the car. And I was like, Payson, do you want me to pull them out of my butthole?
No, I say that to Navy all the time. I'm like, do you want me to pull it out of my butt, Navy? She's like, what? I'm like, yeah, I don't have it. How do you not understand this doesn't magically appear in my like in my snack bag?
Just because I'm a mom, like I don't have magic powers. If I could have a magic power, it'd be that I would have a snack for my kids whenever I needed.
Same, exactly. Like
that is definitely a stressor of adulthood.
That is. Okay, the next one, this one's funny. I miss sleeping until noon on a Saturday or sleeping in at all. Taking for granted how much sleep we got as a teenager.
So
do you remember sleeping in? And we would not go to breakfast with mom and dad till at least 10:30. On a Saturday. We wouldn't even like think about it.
They said 9 a.m. Mm-mm. I would rather breakfast.
I would rather not eat breakfast and sleep.
You know, that is one thing that really deterred me from wanting to be a mom before I had Payson and when you had Navy. Because you guys would get up like not even like Navy sleeps in.
And I'm lucky. Like my kids like, sleep in.
When she was like a baby and like didn't really like sleep in till like 9 or 10. But like I remember being like you guys have to wake up kind of early. Like we don't have.
Dude, we've never woken up before 7 ever.
No, but even 7 to me seemed without kids seemed so early.
We've never even woken up at 7 until Navy started school. My kids have always slept until 8:39.
But that seemed early to me. That's the crazy thing, Jamie.
That is, yeah.
Like you had good sleepers.
Yes.
And I still didn't want that life.
Yeah.
Because I remember I would come over to watch Navy when you went to school.
Yep.
And you would go to school at 8.
Yep.
And you normally like had breakfast ready and then she would be up shortly after or she'd be up at 8.
Or she'd be up at 8,
And I like would come over and like want to lay on the couch and do nothing.
And like sleep
but,
or
like,
chill.
I had to watch Navy.
Yep.
Like You do not get, you get to sleep in on random days when your kids do, but it's not like you can choose that.
And that's if your kids do. Like our sister Kat, I don't think her kids have ever slept in past 6 a.m.
Yeah.
Like her kids are up at 6 a.m. every day. Like I think a lot of moms have that. And I'm sorry for that too, because that's terrible.
Like, but like, it even sucks to get them up and going for school.
Oh yeah. Like
I have to wake up significantly before my children.
7:30 feels late to me now.
Yes.
Like if I'm in bed and asleep at 7:30, that feels late.
No, that's like I'm sleeping in.
Yeah. Like that feels good.
And I wouldn't even take a class before 9:30 in the morning.
No,
in
college. Like literally.
Like I couldn't get up before nine.
Yeah. Like why would I choose to do that?
Yeah, that is actually a very good one because that is something you forget about. And then like, I mean, even like one thing that I didn't realize is like getting out the door for school. How much earlier I have to wake up than my children if I want to get ready. If I don't want to get ready, then it doesn't matter. But if I want to get ready, I have to wake up so freaking early. It's not even funny.
It's terrible.
Okay, next one. Let's see. Okay, this one, but I'm gonna add to it.
Okay.
Taking out of season clothes out of the closets. Your kids growing out of clothes so quickly.
Dude.
Nothing it's fitting your child.
It is terrible.
And it's on you as the mom.
Yes. Like, I was literally just thinking about that. I'm like putting away their clothes and folding laundry and I'm like, okay, cool. So in like a 1 month, I'm gonna have to get my kids all new summer clothes.
Yeah.
Like, they don't have summer clothes. Like Rossi does because she has some hand-me-downs. Navy has absolutely nothing. She has no shorts, no short sleeve shirts. Actually nothing.
Like
she has a pair of Crocs.
We have like I can wear my same clothes for a majority
going
into each season.
Yes.
I will buy a couple new things just to be trendy and cute. But like I could survive with the clothes I have for every season.
I could survive, yes.
Your kids physically can't because they can't fit into it.
They can't fit.
Like and they need new clothes. So often.
And another big thing is the new shoes.
Jamie.
I feel like I'm buying Navy new shoes every like 4 weeks at minimum. Like her feet are growing so fast. And I'm like, can you stop?
Can you stop?
Like,
no, I bought my kids the shoes for Easter. I'm really hoping they fit Payson because I bought them like a month ago.
Oh, those cute Sambas.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
Those are so cute.
Yeah, but hopefully they fit her feet.
Hopefully they fit.
Yeah.
Hopefully they fit.
Okay.
That's a good one.
You're up.
That's a good one. Okay. Okay, let's see. Oh, there's so many good ones. Let's see. Oh, taxes.
Taxes.
Why? Like, that's another thing we should be taught.
Like, that's something that's just really stupid because the government is like, hey, pay your taxes, but we're not going to tell you how much. But if you get it wrong, you're going to go to jail.
Yeah. Like,
why are you playing these games with me?
Like, what is happening?
But just tell me how much money I owe you. I will pay it.
Yes.
But why can't you just tell me, just like invoice me, send me a bill and I'll pay it. But don't make me guess.
Essentially, Kenzie, that is what they do. You just have to submit all your documents so that they know how much you owe.
Why can't they just tell me?
Why can't they just, because they don't know how much you owe because you're a business owner, you're self-employed.
Look at my bank account, add it up, and then send me an invoice.
I mean, that's why we have an accountant.
It's why, but I have to have an accountant. I have to pay an accountant.
Yep.
I have to pay an accountant so that I can pay my taxes.
Yeah. Yeah. Thousands of dollars a year.
It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense.
Another thing, just let's add on to the taxes because this is a big one. Insurance.
Insurance is probably one of the most stressful things as an adult. Like all types of insurance, homeowners insurance, car insurance, health insurance.
Health insurance for me has been
nightmare.
A nightmare. It's been a nightmare. Because you pay every month. Let's say you pay $800 a month for health insurance, but then you go to the hospital and you still owe $2,500 for your hospital stay. But then what's the $800 going towards?
Like, what is that?
Why do I need to hit a deductible?
No, I don't understand.
I don't understand.
Like, I really don't
understand. I just feel like the system has to be flawed.
The system's messed up. It's gotta be.
It has to be.
It's a scam. It's all a scam.
But then you don't have insurance. Like, you have insurance and then you'd never need it. But then you don't have insurance and then you're gonna get like a car accident that you're gonna need to pay like $100,000 of hospital bills.
It's like, wait, what?
So it's like, I'm using it for emergencies, but I'm paying so much money for it every month.
Like how?
It sucks. And then I get like a bill from the pediatrician and I'm like, but I have insurance.
Why do I have a copay?
Why am I
paying you $40 every time I come, but then you're also billing my insurance $200? What's happening?
Like, what's happening? I don't get it. I do not get it.
Like, what is happening?
The insurance really, really, really baffles me. Again, why didn't nobody teach us about insurance?
Yeah, that's one of the things. Like, what? Why didn't people teach us that?
I mean, like, maybe you have, like, better parents or, like, better schooling and education.
Yeah,
but
that's
like,
true. And maybe you have, like, a class on insurance.
But, like, we should. That is something I will teach my children.
I 100% agree. Like, I'm going to sit down with them.
And, like, give them their insurance card and be like, this is how it works. If you need to go to a doctor, it's $40.
This is the marketplace, or this is where you find a doctor. This is how you find a doctor.
Yes.
This is what different terms mean.
I have no idea.
What's a copay? What's a high deductible? What does it cover? What is dental insurance? Like, let's go over all of this.
Yes, because if somebody taught me, that would be fantastic.
Like, that would be so nice. I have little Monty that just barfed all over me. Sorry, guys. Okay, I guess technically it's your turn.
No, I said insurance.
Oh, you said insurance. Okay. Dealing with 4+ people's schedules every day. Scheduling out your family's life.
Obviously, yours isn't going great.
Why?
You missed a nail appointment and you missed a tumbling class.
I was like, wait, why? What's going on?
No, honestly, Payson's schedule, it's insanity, Jamie.
No, it is.
On Mondays, she has dance at 5. On Wednesdays, she has dance at 3:30. On Fridays, she has dance at 4. Why is every day a different time?
Why? Yeah, try adding two things.
No.
Like, I'm like,
when I have Mondays Pearson
ballet,
something.
Monday's ballet and a cheer private. Tuesday's cheer. Wednesday's free. Thursday ballet. Friday free.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we have a couple of free days in there, which is nice. But like,
it's a lot.
It's a lot.
But then you're
I can't imagine having more than like one kid in something. Well, I guess Fridays Rossi has dance. Like, but that's like 1 hour a week.
And like in
I
the
know
morning.
If she ever wants to, in the morning, if she ever wants to do more than that, like I'm going to be like Payson's schedule, or it's like a private here, a class here, a private there. It's like, wait, what?
Luckily, like for Pierce, like he'll be in like once a week for an hour and for like a couple more years. Like,
yeah.
There's
not like much.
There's
you can
not
do.
Like a big thing he could do no. that like would take up as much time as dance.
Where it's like dance, you can start privates at
three,
literally 3 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, like the schedule.
You can't really do like T-ball privates.
Me
like,
and DJ,
it's not going to work.
We started doing the family calendar because there was too many times that I like needed him home and he wasn't home because I didn't put it in the calendar and I didn't tell him.
And then it's like, what do you do?
No, that's actually a really good one. Okay, wait, there was a really good one about here in, about credit cards.
Oh my gosh.
Cause somebody said like, oh my gosh, there's so many answers in here. Somebody said something along the lines of like, I never got a credit card because I thought they were bad, but then I had no credit and all you have to do is stay on top of your credit cards. Like it's not that hard, but nobody taught me.
Nobody teaches you what a credit card is for.
I feel like I was just told credit cards, bad.
Don't
have them.
Ever get a credit card.
But
you literally have to have
a credit card.
To buy a house, to buy a car, to be an adult.
Like you have to.
And you have to have good credit. Not just like you have to have good credit.
Yes.
And a credit history. So you kind of need to start young so that you develop.
But you don't want to start too young if you're not
responsible. No, it's credit cards are a whole thing in itself. I love / hate credit cards.
Yep. Like, okay, wait, this one is also about scheduling, so I'm going to read it because I thought it was good. It says, how so many of our weekends are taken up by obligations versus having free weekends to do other things.
Completely.
I told you my next like 2 months.
They're insane. You have something every single weekend. Like every single weekend, I know. Lindsay's holding Monty. She's...
I mean, I literally have something every weekend for the next month and... being in competition season makes it even worse because every other weekend she has a competition, which that's just activities we choose to put our children in.
It is. And it's like, yeah, it's my own fault, but like I want them to have a good memorable childhood and like develop talents. Like how can I do that? Oh my gosh, this one's hilarious. I can eat an entire cake and no one will stop me. Also that I will regret eating that entire cake.
I've never felt more seen in my whole life. I thought about it this morning. I almost stopped and got donuts. And
like,
I was like,
we stop our children from like, overeating and like eating too much sugar.
That
and
is like such a good point.
We limit, they can't have soda. Like you need to drink water. Here's your fruits and veggies. Like we're on our own.
Like why is nobody telling me not to eat like a full dozen donuts in one sitting?
And I will.
And I could.
And I could. And I might.
Like, but I would probably feel like garbage after.
No, exactly. But like we don't let our kids feel like garbage because we control that.
No one controls me.
Nobody controls
me. Wait, that's actually a really good one because I would like sneak snacks because I didn't want my mom to know that like I was eating unhealthy. But like now I can eat whatever I want, but I choose not to.
Yes.
Isn't that funny that like you get older and then you just choose a different way?
Completely.
Let's see. The fact that you have to register and pay your car every year. Like, why do I need to register it every year? It belongs to me. It's my car.
Like anything car. Yeah. Car related. Registration, insurance, title transfers.
Oh my gosh. That was a pain in the ass. That was horrible.
Like all of those things that go in with, and like registering it. And then like, if you live in a state where you have to get emissions tested or you get a flat tire, you got to call somebody or you got to like, you get a nail in your tire.
Oh, and do you know that tires are not cheap?
Because you've had really bad luck with tires. I will say you've had terrible luck with tires.
DJ just had to get two new tires. $500 for like two tires.
Two tires. And like,
they're round and they're inflatable. How is it $500?
Well, no, exactly. And imagine like Justin's parents' truck, like $1,000 per tire.
Oh,
like
easily.
They start getting more expensive.
And you get a nicer car, you have nicer tires.
Exactly.
Can I just have jank tires on a nice car?
Can I just have donuts on all my
tires? But then also on top of that is oil changes.
Oh my gosh.
Like honestly, you have to go every 3 months
and
fill your oil up. Like, why doesn't my car just run? Well,
and I will say like, I'm very grateful for Justin's dad because he taught Justin how to do all of this. Justin can change tires. He's like a handyman. If you don't have a dad that teaches you that, how do you know?
Or a husband that like wants
to. That's true. That's so true.
Like DJ could learn.
He could learn.
He chooses not to.
But he doesn't really want to. Like, and that's why we have other people that do it for us. But like, that's so much. Like it's so much.
It's so much just to keep like my car functioning.
One thing that I thought of that, I don't know if it's on here or not, but I'm going to say is like having, like when you're a kid, you go outside, you enjoy your yard, you enjoy your swing set, you enjoy playing outside. As a parent, I'm like on a Saturday, it's we need to mow the yard. We need to clean our yard. We need to like,
let's make the house,
trim the rose bushes,
like spotless.
Let's make the house clean. Let's like, you know, refresh all the things. Like
Saturday used to be like, we're going to play all day, but now it's
play
like,
all day. Oh, we're both home. Like, and I'm so happy my kids get to do that. But as an adult, it's like, that is my responsibility to make sure my kids have that yard.
Yep. This next one, landscaping, yard work, gardening, etc. It's all so much work.
When we moved into this house, we have 8 different fruit trees.
Wow.
We have 13 rose bushes.
Holy.
We have a blackberry bush. Like, I don't know how to do any of this. And so I'm learning. Like, we spent probably like 3 weeks ago because rose bushes every year, once a year, you have to trim them like all the way down.
I remember grandma doing that.
And you have to like, you can't let the rose, like they can't like cross. So you got to like trim all these like sections. And all day we were, I was like researching YouTubing, figuring out how to take care of a rose bush. My rose bushes are budding and I'm like having pride. I'm like, oh my
gosh. Did this.
But like you have to do it before like the first frost, but not too late in the spring. It's like, it's a whole thing.
Yeah. It's a whole thing.
Like,
Jamie,
I don't know how to garden, but I want to be a gardener.
Somebody said how tired I am. Amen.
Every single day, Kenzie and I are on the phone without fail. We're both like,
I'm so
tired.
It's 9 a.m. and I'm like, I am exhausted from my day.
100% want to go back to bed. Like, I want to go back to bed.
The fact that I thought that my mom just like stayed at home all day and like napped, but like really she was like doing stuff.
Yes.
Like,
you know, this is a good one. That marriage is hard, so worth it and such a good thing, but a lot of work. You never realize when you see your parents, which hopefully, I mean, everyone, like, I feel like obviously a lot of people do see like bad situations with their parents, but like in a good, perfect world, you see your parents and you're like, oh my gosh, like I'm just like going to get married one day. And like,
yes.
I'm going to have a husband. I can't wait to be married. Like, and then you get married and you're like, whoa, like I got to plan date nights, but I also like, we need to spend time with the kids, but like we also have to work at with each other and like.
No, I mean,
so much work.
It really is like such a struggle. Like me and DJ talk about this all the time. I'm like, yeah, let's go on a date night. Like we need time for the two of us. But then I'm like, oh, DJ's working throughout the week and we're so busy, like we really should do something with the kids. But it's like, in order to prioritize our kids, we have to prioritize our marriage.
You guys have to be in a good place. Like,
or else it's going to be not fun.
Or else it's not going to work.
No, that's actually a really good one. That one is definitely something that you don't realize until you're an adult.
Yep, 100%.
The cost of a textbook in college. That one's very niche, but...
textbooks? I remember every year when we would like, before the semester, when we do our budgeting, we're like, okay, put an extra $500 aside at least at for textbooks. Least. Law school? Okay, we're done. Thousands.
Thousands. I need a loan just for the textbooks. Dollars
for textbooks. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Literally goodbye.
Like, that's such a random one, but like, why am I paying so much money? This is my thing. I'm like, I pay so much money for college. You should provide the textbook.
Give me the book and I'll give it back. I promise.
I don't even want it.
I don't want the book, actually. But like, if you need me to have the book, I will give it back to you.
I actually loved that bookstore in Rexburg because you take them back and it wasn't expensive.
Nope. You rent them. You could get like $20, $30, like $13. I remember when I saw like a $50 book, I was like, oh, that's expensive.
Yep. But like, if you had to buy it, it would be over like $400.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. And you need all these books.
You need them.
Also, like, come on, it's 2024.
2024.
Like, we cannot.
We don't need books.
We don't need books. Like, let's just do it electronically.
We don't need books. Scan these in. We don't need the books.
I would carry my books 9 months pregnant to my psych classes.
And like four of them.
Yes.
Yes.
And you know what? We usually didn't even crack them open.
Nope. Like.
But you had to bring them.
You had to have them. Had to have them. This is a funny one. Paying for your own subscriptions.
That is a lesson that I feel like we've learned this year.
That is terrible. I will say I have mooched my way until age same. 26.
100%
I just
same.
Started paying for my very first own subscription.
Yep, same.
I still mooch Netflix. I mooch Disney Plus.
Who are you mooching Netflix off of? Because you can't mooch Netflix.
Molly.
How?
They're letting us. I don't know.
We just got kicked off of DJ's parents.
You did.
We just
got a notification like, you're not the primary household.
Yep.
And we were like.
In a week, it's going to kick you off.
Will it?
It will. Netflix, I mean, honestly.
I just don't want to pay for Netflix.
So smart. I have to. It's what Grey's Anatomy is.
I have to too. We watch Netflix every single night.
Yeah.
I will. I will throw down. I will pay. If it kicks me off, I won't. Oh, there's little Monty. I won't like renew it. But so far,
we
were mooching off Gary and Tina up until like last month. And then they canceled their subscription.
Yeah,
and I was like, I don't want to.
We mooched off of Dale and Suzanne, but we just got kicked off. Everybody else in the family got kicked off months ago.
And
we just got kicked off.
So I know Gary and Tina, they canceled their subscription because they were like, we're not doing this. Like, we don't want to worry about it. And I'm like, okay. And then I asked my friend Molly for her login and she gave it to me. And then we used that. But then we just got the notification of, are you the primary household? And we said no. And so, yeah.
So you're done.
So we're probably going to be done.
That's very true. Paying for your own subscriptions.
I'm paying for Peacock because your Peacock doesn't work on my TV for some reason. Did you stop paying for it?
No, I still have Peacock. I pay for Peacock, Hulu, Netflix, and Disney Plus.
You pay for all of those? Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
One of them is like a dual.
Okay.
Like
Hulu.
Yeah.
Is dual with Spotify.
Yes.
Yes. So it's $4.99.
Naturally get it.
Same.
So
that's, I pay for that one too. So I pay for Peacock, Hulu.
I use Kendall's Max.
Kendall has Max.
Yeah.
I'm about to mooch that.
You know that. She has HBO Max.
I didn't know that actually.
Oh, I can send you her login. I do pay for Paramount Plus too. Oh, but here's the thing. The only reason is because the US Women's National Games
were
all on Paramount Plus. So I did a 7-day free trial, but then we made it to the finals. So I paid a month.
We were paying for Paramount Plus when Yellowstone was on there, but now we're on a break of Yellowstone, so I canceled. So once Yellowstone comes back, I will be paying.
Yeah, I'll probably
We need to have like a sister meeting and we all need to pay for something and then all share.
I know Kendall, I was using your Disney Plus.
You can still use it. Cancel yours.
I know, it's on all of my kids' devices.
Oh, so
like
you
that's
kind
where
of,
we download Spider-Man for their tablets.
Well, I guess technically we mooch Disney Plus off Justin's siblings. Justin's sister pays for it.
Oh.
We mooch it. We mooch everything.
I pay for most of ours.
I know. I hate paying for subscriptions, but they're like necessary.
Yep.
Like in my life, they're necessary. I know that other people would say that they're not, but they are for me.
They are for me.
I like my shows.
Sometimes you have to work on your birthday. That's Jamie's like biggest pet peeve of being an adult.
I love birthdays, and I think birthdays should be one of the most special days. And I hate when there's like not something like happy planned when it's work. Like Justin has to work on my birthday. No. No, you don't.
Like,
it's my birthday.
It's my birthday.
You don't need to work today. Like, that is false.
Yeah.
I hate that. I hate that.
That you really, like, you can't wrap your head around that.
I can't, and I'm never going to. Like, I'm never going to wrap my head around it. Like, I know it's a thing, but, like, I just think it's illegal.
DJ for sure worked on my birthday last year.
Straight to jail. That is one of those, straight to jail.
Yeah.
You have to work on a birthday, straight to jail.
Straight to jail.
The boss, straight to jail. Yeah. Why would you do that?
I know, but you sometimes just, you do.
Like, Justin has to work on my kids' birthdays? Like, that's not fair.
I know. That that's actually is, like, kind of sad.
It hurts my heart. And the other thing is...
Kids' birthdays, I would rather him have off than mine. I know, Jamie. I know.
I know, guys.
You are horrible. Such a birthday diva.
I'm just a birthday diva. Like, I love birthdays, and I think they're so special, and it's like... Every other holiday is like about everybody. Like Christmas, it's about all your family and your kids and like you, but like not really you as much as everybody else, mm-hmm. you know? Like
you're making the day special for other people.
Yes. And your birthday is your day. Like yeah. It's the only day that's yours that nobody else has it. Like, it's I mean, true. Of course you might share your birthday, but like usually not.
Justin's going to have to request that day off every single year.
Yeah. The problem is our anniversary is the day before. And I still regret it every day.
Yeah.
Every year I'm like.
Every year you're like, can we switch our anniversary?
Like, let's switch it to a different day.
You really should just pick another random day and be like, this is our anniversary.
And say, this is our anniversary from here on out.
Yeah. Like in like October or November, because you have nothing going on those 2 months.
I know. I have nothing going on in June. June's like a good month. Like,
June's my anniversary.
That's true.
So can you not take it?
That's true. Can you not? June 17th.
That's my day.
June 17th is going to be our new anniversary.
That's our new anniversary.
Like I.
Payson has a dance recital on our anniversary. Her end of the year recital. And we cannot miss it. And it's on the day of our anniversary.
I'm very sorry. That actually does suck.
Yeah. Every year we've been at Wigwam, and we are probably not going to be able to do that this year.
And you're probably not going to be at Wigwam this year.
We'll be at a dance recital. Monty, can I help you? Why is she not sleeping?
She's just staring at you. She's loving life right now.
Her eyes are so blue.
I know. I hope they stay, please.
That's her Aunt Mac.
Okay, do you want me to read one? Or do
yes,
you have
please.
A good one?
No, you're up.
Okay. That you have to pay for vacations and souvenirs. Like my kids in Disneyland, because it was Rossi's birthday, I'm like, okay, like we get to pick out one toy at the end of the day, like, and I'll tell them like it has to be this much and under, like we can't go more. So I said like $30 and under this time,
which was,
like
for Disney is cheap.
Which for Disney is cheap. Like that's a really small stuffed animal at Disneyland, and so anyway, I said
like, I also side note on the souvenirs. I always make my kids wait till the end of the day.
Same, 100.
And I'm like, we can take pictures throughout the day.
Yep.
If you find something you really like, and we will come back and get
we
it for
will
you.
Go back.
I promise you, if you find something you like, we will come back, but we're not about to buy something because I've made that mistake at the beginning of the day. We buy something and by the end of the day,
you're over it.
She wants something
you
else.
You don't even want it.
Exactly.
Yeah, uh-uh.
And it's
and
also,
then I'm like, it's your reward.
And it's also like, they don't want to leave. So no. It's like, okay, it's time to leave, but we get to go pick our toys out.
Our little toy. I will say another little hack for that is like, if your kid does like want a lot of things and you are planning like a once in a lifetime Disney, go on Amazon and go buy like,
go buy a bubble machine wand.
Go buy a little Minnie Mouse or Mickey Mouse stuffed animal.
Like, ears.
Go buy the ears. Like go buy all the things and like slowly take them out of your bag throughout the day.
If she says like, oh my gosh, I really want a bubble wand. Pull it out. Yeah, I really exactly. want ears. Pull it out.
Pull it out.
You'll spend 1/8 of the cost that you went at Disneyland.
At Disney,
100%. So what did your girls pick?
They both picked stuffed animals. Those dolls, those like princess stuffy dolls. Yeah. They love them. They now have 5 different princesses.
The Jasmine that we lost.
Yep.
That one.
So they have 2 Jasmines.
Cool.
A Rapunzel.
Perfect.
Moana.
Nice.
Ariel.
I'm guessing Rossi picked Moana.
Yep.
She's really into
and
Moana.
And Navy picked Ariel. They both, so Navy got another Jasmine because we lost it last time.
Yes.
And then Clara bought her another Jasmine.
Oh,
when
cute.
She went, like, Clara
did
went
you get anything from Monty's like first trip?
I didn't.
Yeah,
I just maybe I should have, but I was like, and it's Rossi's birthday. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. I was just like,
I felt bad because I told Payson, you know, at Knott's,
she asked
me if she gave a toy, and I said at the end of the day, So we went into like a little store, walking out of the park, and she wanted Snoopy. So she got this pink Snoopy. It was actually so cute. Also $12 and it was huge.
Okay.
So cheap. Slay. And then, you know, Pierce, like, he just doesn't want anything.
No.
So I grabbed him a train, like a little choo-choo train on the way out.
That's literally perfect.
It was like $9, but he's obsessed with it.
He loves it.
He loves it.
That's literally all.
So that was nice. But yeah, being the one that's in charge of the souvenirs, that sucks.
Like, it's horrible.
That rugs, pillows, and mirrors cost so much money. We were literally just talking about this.
We were just talking about it. We're like, when are we going to be like, hey, we want to just go buy a new rug. Like, we're just going to go on a random day and go buy a new rug. Like, that's not a thing because rugs are like hundreds, if not thousands of dollars.
Why are rugs so expensive?
Like, why? And then on top of it, like me and Kenzie have both gone through a puppy phase. Then you have to throw your rug away if your puppy pees on it a bunch. Like,
your rugs or your kids.
Or your kids, or they spill food on it. Like,
yeah,
your rug's going in the trash. Like, also, especially, that's another note of why we don't wear shoes in our house.
Yep.
They get trashed.
Also, pillows?
Why? Decor pillows are $30 a piece minimum.
That's, and then you're supposed to have 30, because that's the style.
Because that's the style.
But holy crap.
Like, I'm about to drop $400 on pillows. Like, wait, what?
I could go to Disneyland.
Honestly,
for the price of the pillows in my house.
Any home decor is, like, to have a cute, like, house, it costs so much money.
It does. Like, and that's on us.
And that's on us.
Mom had the house decorated so cute. I never blinked about it.
Every time. Yeah. Never even
Christmas
thought about
decorations?
It. Never even thought about it.
It was like Christmas threw up all over my house.
Like, and then now we do it and it's like, wait, what?
Do I really need this garland for $100 to make my kids feel magical?
Do I need it? But like, I kind of do.
But I kind of do.
Like, I kind of do. This is a good one. Learning how to make adult friends or having friends as an adult. Like, you never think about that with, like, when, you know, when your parent, when you're like for my kids, I'm like, oh, it's a girls' night tonight. Like, my friends are coming over. We're doing a makeup class. My kids are like, oh, cool. Like, having adult friendships and keeping them and maintaining them and being a good friend and, like, showing up for your friends is so hard. And I will never say, like, I will never stop saying how grateful I am for, like, the friends we have.
Yeah.
Like, I am so thankful for our friends. Group of people.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so thankful to have them in my life and how good they are, because so many moms and women don't have that.
I was going to say, I feel like it's a recent thing. I feel like I struggled with friends up until like this year.
Yes, exactly. Like it's been a solid like year, I think almost year and a half of our like friendships.
Yeah.
And I'm so thankful.
Well, and I feel like you think when you're like going through like high school and maybe even college that like, these friendships are gonna last. Like, I will talk to these people every day for the rest of my life. And it's like, you just don't. You don't have the time.
You don't.
You don't have the energy. Like, you're also, it's really hard at the ages that we're at because, like, I'm 27. Some of my friends aren't, most of my friends aren't married, except for, like, the friends that I have in my life right now. But, like, my high school friends, none of them have kids. Like, our lives are just so, so different. That
completely.
Like, it's just hard. It's hard
it's
to keep
so
them.
Hard.
Yeah.
Like, and if you have like a good high school friendship that has lasted into your adulthood, like
you're lucky.
I'm jealous of you.
Hey, we have that.
No, I know we have that. That's
I'm
true.
Like,
I'm
why are you
I'm
jealous?
Not, I'm not like, I just mean like, I'm not jealous. I think it's cool.
It's
like,
it
you
is,
know what I mean?
It's
I think
really
that's
cool.
Awesome because
that's like, hard.
You and I have that. And you have some friends from high school that you've had forever that are honestly still your really good friends.
Yes. I would say 2 to 3 that I like talk to on a weekly basis.
Yes. Like, and that's special.
It's
like,
so
that's
special.
Really special.
It really is.
Because there's a lot of people from high school that you think you're going to be friends with forever. And then you're like, never talk to them again.
No,
yeah,
literally.
You never talk to them again. Should we do one more each?
Yeah, this one's a good one. And it kind of, I feel like we kind of already touched on it, but I like the way she worded it. She said, just how special holidays are. The magic of Christmas is all because of the moms.
So true. Like,
you don't like realize how much effort goes into like, all of the traditions and the thought, and it all comes from your parents.
It like, all comes from your parents.
It's not Santa. Okay, trigger warning if your kids are listening. But
it's not Santa.
It's not Santa. It's the moms.
It's the mom of your house.
Who goes and puts flour on the floor that make it look like there's footprints of Santa.
And I just hope that one day, like, I hope that my kids look back on their holidays and they're like, oh my gosh, my mom did so much.
My mom did so
like,
much.
Like the little baskets and the little things. And even if you don't do all of that, but you have a little tradition that you do, like I've been thinking about St. Patrick's Day and I'm like, I don't want to like go all out, but I do like, I want to like kind of make it a little bit fun for my
yes.
kids. Like, let's have Lucky Charms and green milk for
that's exactly
breakfast.
Yep,
like,
that's
let's
what we're doing.
Do like a little something. And there was a book on Amazon that was $4.99. So I bought it, like How to Catch a Leprechaun, and we're going to build a little trap tonight.
Cute. Like, I love that.
Just like a little, oh, Payson's going to be at my house.
I know. I was like, perfect. Payson will be there.
Were you going to do something tomorrow morning?
I just bought Lucky Charms and then okay. I bought like green food coloring. I was going to make cinnamon rolls, but do the frosting and green.
And like cut them into four leaf clovers.
That's a good idea.
I saw that and I thought that was cute.
Yeah. But you are more than welcome to do that with my kid.
Perfect. Perfect. Payson and Navy, they're going to have... I was going to build like a little leprechaun trap tonight.
Oh my gosh.
Because it's out of a shoebox. I'm like, oh, that's perfect. They can color it rainbow and green and then we can catch the leprechaun. And one of my friends gave me the idea to put at night when they're asleep, go put like green, little green dot stickers all over them and cover them in little green dot stickers and say like the leprechaun got you. And they just wake up and it's kind of fun. But like those little tiny things, whether you do those or not, like those are extra, but They make holidays so magical. And I feel like, I don't know. I feel like that's.
It's all on you.
It's all on you. But it's like, I want my kids to look back and be like, my mom did that because she cared.
And like, I mean, think about how like stressful like Christmas is. Like as much as you don't want to be like stressed out, like I'm worried that one kid has more presents than the other. I'm worried they're not going to like them. I'm worried not everything has batteries. I'm worried that the picture moments aren't going to be great. We don't have matching pajamas. Where are they in the washer? Are they in the dryer? I don't know. Are we going to take a picture? Like yep. We have to have the memories. Like all of those thoughts as a mom are running through your head.
It's over-consuming, yeah.
But your kids wake up on Christmas morning and they're just like so happy.
And everything's just there
perfect. And it's all there perfectly, but it was because of us.
It was because of us.
And like, we didn't realize that as a child,
no,
how much your
all.
Parents are doing for those things.
Not at all. You know, this is a really good one. I miss the closeness with my family and siblings. Everyone's busy, moved away, grown up.
Okay, I'm going to cry.
Like,
no, I'm literally going to cry.
There's never going to be like, I mean, realistically, there's never going to be another Christmas where it's like,
we get to wake up with our siblings on Christmas morning.
No, never. Because like now that's our family and that's what our kids get to do with their siblings. But like, I just, that is crazy. Like I remember our last, well, the last Christmas I remember was my first Christmas, right? Like in Bryanhead when we woke up and it was just all of us.
Yep.
And like, that was the first Christmas with your family, like our family, your family, but my family now too.
Yeah.
And like, that was our first Christmas together. But like, that was so memorable, but like, you're never really going to get that again because there's kids and like, we all have to do that for our own kids.
We have to do that for our own kids. And we all have in-laws.
And we have in-laws and like, we have other things we have to go do on Christmas, but like,
it like is kind of sad.
It's kind of sad to think about that.
Like, and it's like sad, like this last Christmas, I remember mom and dad, like nobody was over there.
No.
For like the entire morning.
No. Like, and I feel like you get to a point where like now we're at that point, like mom and dad have to go to each kid's house on Christmas.
Yeah.
Like it's too much to like, especially cause they don't have a house here.
If they had a better house.
If they have a big house here, like that changes it. But like now mom and dad don't have a house here. They just have to go to each of our houses on Christmas.
Yeah.
Like that's just how it
has
to be.
But then it's like, also I want to like see you and I want to see Kat and
I
want to see Kendall. Like
yep.
That is really sad. That is actually something that's like really sad to think about.
And it's like you get to that point of life where it's like eventually the grandparents are the ones traveling.
Yeah.
And you're at your house yeah. all day and your house is the house. Like, you know, and then maybe you do your family dinner on
Christmas Eve or Christmas Day.
Yeah. Christmas night. Like, I don't know, but like, it's so different.
I feel like my in-laws are really good about still like I haven't gone to Christmas where I haven't seen every member of my in-laws. We go to my mother-in-law's house. Like we're all there at some point in the day.
Yep.
Like we're going to have to start trying to figure that. Like we all go to your house since
yes,
mom's
completely,
house.
Completely. Which I was about to say, like, I actually love that. And I'd rather not leave my house. Like,
yeah,
but I know you like to leave. Like you,
yeah,
like
I don't
that.
Mind.
You like that. And it's like, eventually maybe we'll all like.
Like I have to go to my in-laws anyway. So yes. Like if I'm out, like might as well just go to somebody else's house too.
Completely, completely.
But yeah, that is like so sad. I was so sad for mom and dad this year. Like this is the first year that they didn't have someone with them all day long.
All day, yeah.
And like, that like.
It's like you're kind of like alone on Christmas.
Yeah.
Like
they ended
bit.
Up coming to our house
that's
for
good.
Dinner.
And that's nice, yeah.
Yeah, that was.
My in-laws were here, so that was like their Christmas.
Exactly.
But then like this next year, I'm like, mom and dad are going to be here and like it's kind of our year, but me and Justin kind of want to take our kids on a trip. So like
over Christmas
be gone. Yeah.
On Christmas, do it the week before.
I don't know. That, oh my gosh. That's the only time he gets off. How can I take that much time off?
No, I mean, I get
you know
that.
What I mean?
Yeah.
Like And I don't know if we're doing that or not, but like we've talked about that. So it's like,
yeah. I mean, we usually go like in December yeah. on our trip. Yeah. Yep. No, I mean, I get that.
So it's like, I don't know. It's like, it's hard.
It's
like,
so hard. But then you also like want your kids to have a magical Christmas.
It's so true. Holidays. It's so true. I don't know. It's so hard. Like it's, I don't know. It's just a lot. Being an adult is a lot.
Being an adult sucks.
And sometimes I wish I could just like be a kid again for a day.
Oh, 100%.
Not worry about it. Sometimes I wish I could be like one of my kids for the day.
Oh man. I'd love that.
You know what I mean?
No, like, literally. I would be like, mom, you go sit, go take a nap and I'll do the dishes.
No, I would be like, I'd be like living my best life. Like, no. I feel like my kids are living their best
life.
Yeah, lives.
You're welcome for giving you such a good life, children.
Like, I want to be one of them for the day.
Dude, blackout curtains, sound machine, comfy bed.
Nap at 12. Like, thank you. I will be asleep until dinner.
4.
Like, wake me up when it's dinner time.
Yeah, wake
like
me up when hot, you have dinner
ready.
A hot, ready.
Yummy meal is on the table ready to go. I will be waking up.
And then I'm going to make a mess on the counter and you have to pick it up.
I'm gonna eat all my food, make a mess. Then I'm going to go sit on the couch and like, good luck. You have to clean it up.
I'm also going to watch what I want to watch.
Then put a hot bath with bubbles and
with
toys.
Bubbles.
Like,
pick out my pajamas.
Pick out my pajamas. Read me a story. Dressed, rub lotion on me. Brush my hair. Braid my hair. And then read me a story. Tuck me in. And I'll go back to sleep.
And I will go back to sleep.
Like, and I won't fight it.
Our kids live cush lives, honestly.
Yeah, like cush.
Yeah, well, being an adult sucks.
Being
so,
an adult.
If you made it this far, sorry that you're an adult.
Sorry that you're an adult. I know. Everyone's like, just everything. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Everything.
But you also get to eat a full cake if you want to. So there's benefits
to
being an adult.
But also there is a benefit. Like you're going to eat a whole freaking cake. Like, and you get to choose where your family vacations are.
True.
Like you get to choose that. You get to choose what your Christmas tree looks like.
True.
Like there's some perks, but like overall.
I can spend $30 on a toy at Target.
Overall.
My kids can't.
Being an adult sucks.
So sorry if you're an adult.
Adult toys are different than kid toys.
That sounded inappropriate.
I just said $30 on a toy. That's what you said. And I started in my head. I was
in your
laughing.
Head, you went sexual.
In my head, I was dying. No, but yeah, being an adult sucks. So thanks if you made it this far. Hope you have a good week.
Good luck being an adult.
Good luck being an adult this week.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Take care of your kids.
Take care of your kids. Take care of yourself. Let's celebrate our wins this week. Like what? Tell us like, What's your win this week? Yeah, later in the week, let us know. Like, what's your adult win this week? Mine is that like I could go to Starbucks and get the drink I wanted.
That is an adult win.
My adult loss is that I have a pounding effing headache and I'm still recording this whole podcast and I have to go home and take care of all my kids while I have a pounding headache.
My adult
Being
win
adult sucks.
My adult loss is that my house is in shambles. So
major loss.
Major loss. My adult win, I don't really have. That is all.
That is all.
That's all.
Maybe your adult win is that you like, are you going to go on a date night?
I don't know. Maybe. We'll see.
Think of a win and share it later.
I'll let you guys know when I win because right now I feel like I'm just a loser.
Right now she's losing.
I'm losing my adulthood.
Okay. Well, have a good week, you guys. We love you. And as always, we will see you next week on the
Codependent Podcast.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device or play on PC through Facebook Games.